And on the phone with us today, Bryant Niehoff, the executive director of the Daviess County Economic Development Corporation. Bryant, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Dwayne. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for sharing some time with us. Wanted to get you on the air to get up to date on some things you got going on with economic development. First off, again, we've got more help out there for those in need, correct?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have round two, or phase two, of the Daviess County Small Business Relief Program, and that application is live right now.
Now, who does this affect in particular?
So this is for for-profit entities in Daviess County. These were funds that originally came from the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs, otherwise known as OCRA. They granted the city $250,000 and the county $250,000, totaling about $500,000 available in our community. So this is for for-profit entities in Daviess County to help them weather the storm of the pandemic, particularly as we enter another surge in rising COVID cases, and the impact that that's had on your business model. So we are offering funds on a tiered basis. So those individuals with, or those companies, excuse me, with 20 employees or less are eligible for up to $5,000, like the original program, like phase one. All of the 32 businesses that we were able to fund through phase one had under 20 employees. Then it goes up from there. 21 to 40 is $7,500, and then 100 employees. We were capped out at 100 employees are eligible for up to $10,000.
Wow. Now, are there any restrictions on what they use this money for, Bryant?
Yes. So, number one, these are federal dollars that have come down from the federal government to the states that have been, the states have given those to local units of government, like the city and the county. So it cannot be used for expenses that have already been applied for, let's say, the payroll protection program or an economic injury disaster loan. So if you've had other federal funding, you have to find another expense that these funds will go towards. Aside from that, it's pretty open. It's generally for operational expenses. It could be for payroll if you haven't used the payroll protection program. And just to move employees to remote work, if that model works for your business. So those are some of the applications that we've seen with past applications.
And this is every business. This could be the restaurant. This could be the retail store. This could be any small business here in our community.
Exactly. Yeah, it can be restaurants, retail, office jobs. It can be manufacturing, distribution. As long as you have under 100 employees and you have a brick and mortar operation here in Daviess County, you're eligible.
Take advantage of this, folks. Again, it's there. The money is there for you. Bryant, how do they go about applying for this?
So they just go to our website. So go to www.developdaviess.com. Go to developdaviess.com. And there's a slider there that will take you to Small Business Relief Program Phase 2. You can't miss it. Click on that, and then there's a link to the application. I will say it has been streamlined compared to Phase 1. The state, I have to give them kudos because they moved very quickly to roll this program out. And all of us had a chance to learn along the way. So it is improved this time around. We've had a chance to make a few tweaks to the application. So if you have any issues, give our office a call, 812-254-1500, or get a hold of our project manager, Jill Campbell, who is running this program for us at jcampbell@developdaviess.com.
Anything else we need to pass along this morning, Bryant?
No, I don't think so, Dwayne. I think that's just the help in getting the word out about this program. We're incredibly excited that it's available to Daviess County businesses, and we know that the pandemic has been a challenge. It's been a challenge for everyone, and it has impacted virtually every aspect of our lives. So if you are a business owner, if you work for a business, a for-profit entity here in Daviess County, please take advantage of this. Please get a hold of us. We want to help.
That's right. Well, Brian Niehoff, thank you so much. Great information. Help is out there, folks. Don't let this money slip right through your fingers. Get it. It is there for you to help you survive during the pandemic. Contact the Daviess County Economic Development Corporation if you have any questions at 254-1500. Brian, thank you so much for sharing the information with us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Dwayne. I really appreciate it. Take care.
You got it. Uh-huh.